You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
DJ Swearinger, what a game for him. He's clearly deserving of a game ball. Who else is? That's the question on Grant and Danny. It's a Victory Monday. The Redskins beat the Seahawks 17-14 in Seattle. Phone lines are open at 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067. We want you to give away a game ball. We'd like you to make somebody run a gasser if you could as well. So we'll take your calls in just a second. Let's get it started with a game ball.
Zach Brown, you're a bad man. I don't know what someone did to you in a past life. I don't know what venom you have. I don't know what animosity you have towards opponents and people running free and gaining yards, but you're awesome. I love you. I wish you were here for a long time. I want you here until you go, you know what? I don't want to play anymore, and I'm walk away into the sunset. Then you should open up a car dealership or a restaurant and be one of those guys that, remember when Zach Brown was here? How awesome was he with the way we talk about Wilbur Marshall or Marcus Patton or linebackers from days gone by? You're so fast. You're so good. Thank heavens you were available, and 31 teams said, no, that's not for us. It is for me, Zach Brown, sir.
I'll see your 11 tackles, a sack, three quarterback hits, and shadowing Russell Wilson on Zach Brown, and I'll raise you DJ Swearinger in deep coverage. Fantastic. Sure. Had the interception on the two-point conversion you just heard, two pass breakups. I thought the key to the game for the Redskins defensively was how well they covered down the field.
Agreed.
Started with Swearinger. It was continued by D'Angelo Hall. And Bashaud Breeland almost intercepted a pass inside the red zone at one point with a big breakup. If you played in the Redskins secondary yesterday, you played well.
Two quarterback hits. That doesn't sound like anything special, but if you watch the game, you know what it looked like when Anthony Lanier was in the football game. He was great. He was great. He was penetrating. He was bothersome. He took on double teams. He did everything that you would ask from a guy that is a regular NFL starter. And he was inactive for weeks on end, replacing two guys that had played great previously this year in Ioannidis and Jonathan Allen. Anthony Lanier, two QB hits, was huge in this game.
Ageless wonder Vernon Davis. Are you really 33? Can we spend a year trying to find out if this guy's birth certificate is correct and then maybe run for president later? Vernon Davis led the offense in targets with 9, catches 6, yards 72, played through pain, had a cast on his hand after the game. He was the only reliable option in the passing game until the final drive for Kirk Cousins. No Jordan Reed, no Niles Paul, cue the old man.
Terrell McClain, this is what's got to happen. You paid to be a starter. You played like a starter. Had a huge sack at the end of the game, as we know. Was also in the backfield on a 3rd-and-1 that led ultimately to Josh Norman making an incredible one-on-one tackle where he just yanked the arm out of the slot, basically, of Thomas Rawls.
That was awesome.
As big a play as you saw in this game that would go unheralded. McClain, I thought, was a force. Again, this front four, as they rotated, was sensational.
Will Compton, 8 tackles, game-high, 3 passes defended, also a career-high, intercepted a pass and almost had 2 other interceptions. Last week, I thought he struggled. This week, he was splendid, and that was a big reason why the defense played the way that it did.
Brian Quick, NFL wide receiver. When the ball comes to you, catch it. You haul it in. It's so important to haul it in, he hauls it in. There's no dropping. Brian Quick, been inactive for weeks, hasn't contributed very much. 3 enormous catches for 4 to 9 yards, including a 31-yarder that I did not see coming, to be quite frank with you. Game ball, Brian Quick.
Josh Doctson, diving 39-yard catch, won the Redskins the game. Contorted his body, protected the ball as he was going to the ground in a way he didn't against Kansas City. You live and you learn. Got him the ball first and goal from the 1 and won them this football game in Seattle. An amazing catch that no one else on this roster makes and very few guys around the league make. That's why he was drafted in the first round.
D'Angelo Hall, he's an older gentleman, but it was great to have you back, my friend. That was impressive. That was awesome. Instead of easing back in, being in a couple sub-packages, nope, right back into the fire because everyone's banged up. No Monte Nicholson, doesn't matter. D-Hall is out there to make you feel good. Downfield coverage was the reason the Redskins were able to do what they did defensively, and then at the play at the end of the game, he wins them the game. D'Angelo Hall, welcome back.
We're giving out our game balls. You can do the same at 800-636-1067, where there are a couple of lines open. We'll be getting to you guys in a moment, so hang tight. Kirk Cousins, you got no wide receivers you trust. You got an offensive line made up of guys from Section 317. You're trailing on the road against a good defense in a place that's impossible to win. And you and your offense have absolutely no confidence after a few disastrous drives. Go win me a football game. Oh, wait, you did? Weird. At Seattle, cast of misfits blocking for you. No reading, no Crado. Final drive. No Crado?
Crado. Sure. Travis Crado.
Final drive, two completions, 69 yards. Deep shot right sideline to some guy named Brian Quick. Deep shot left sideline to some guy named Josh Doctson. You can put him on the board. Yes.
There are too many people to ultimately single out one on this thing. But I'm going to go Jay Gruden. I'm going to go Jim Tomsula. I'll go Greg Minuski. This coaching staff, the ability to coach guys that you're meeting the week before and not only put forth an effort that's...
How about Wild Bill Callahan's auto parts just helping out offensive linemen learn his offense on the
half
fly?
Half a million brake pads! That's what happened this week.
Half a million
brake pads. People understand
they
just sold half a million brake pads
they
in Seattle.
Just sold, Tommy just sold half a million brake pads!
Sandusky, Ohio rejoices. Do you understand? This is ludicrous.
Do you get it, people?
Does anyone understand?
Do you even know what just happened?
I'm red-faced and sweaty because of this.
Are you not entertained, people?
Is this not why you're here? Look at that. This coaching staff, please pipe down. Please pipe down. If you go Jay Gruden trash, silence yourself. Delete your account. You're buffoons. Now, that's absolutely ludicrous. Thank you, coach. Is he a world beater? Probably not.
You know, it's ludicrous, Coach Tomsula, that we spent a single second on this show making fun of you at some point.
I mean, that'd be fair to say.
Thank you, coach.
It is fair to say.
It is fair.
Because you're a saint.
Yeah.
I want you to come to my house for Thanksgiving dinner. What would Jim Tomsula say if I invited him? He'd be like, who? What? Huh? What? Is there going to be turkey there? You know, there's something in turkey that makes you tired.
He'd be so sleepy. He'd eat so much stuffing and mashed potatoes because he's a hell of a model American.
Thanks, coach. I wouldn't say that.
Coaching those guys up, they're strangers. A couple weeks ago, folding in depth, holding the Seattle Seahawks to barely a loud clap for most of that game. Unbelievable. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I got another game ball. I'll just give you the kind of the rest of my list rapid fire here really quickly. You mentioned Josh Norman, but didn't give him a game ball quite yet. The mentality he brings. Chippy, angry, passionate. He is worth every single penny. And that tackle on third down was one of the plays of the season. Fourth quarter, third and one. By the way, the play was originally blown up by Terrell McClain, who was awesome this week. This is the best he's been by far. He looked like a guy you should sign in free agency on the first day of free agency.
Uh-huh.
He blows up the play, so Rawls has to bounce it outside. Swearinger strings him out. He's got to bounce even further outside. Now it's you, a huge running back, and a cornerback on an island. I'm sure he's going to stop you from getting a half yard. But he did. And he did it by pulling him to the ground by his arm.
He's getting stiff arm, and he said, give me that arm.
It's just the weirdest tackle I've ever seen.
Give me that arm.
All it was just heart and determination.
Just effort with broken ribs, by the way.
Well done. You mentioned D'Angelo Hall, the breakup in the end zone on the deep shot Hail Mary. Wow. And the last one I would throw out there, I guess, would be... How about anyone who had anything to do with yesterday? Like, if you woke up yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
And you just watched the game a little bit. I'll give you a game ball.
Thanks,
how about
man.
That? Because I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm just in a good mood. Everyone gets one.
Let's go to the phones. We'll hit them hard next. 800-636-1067. We want to know from you guys, who gets your game ball? Who gets your gasser? 800-636-1067. Who do you want to celebrate, and who do you want to take a lap? You're listening to The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.